Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Hey, what's good? Welcome back to another edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. I am Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for tuning in, and happy holidays and a fruitful new year as we approach 2021. We've brought on national recruiting analyst Greg Biggins to discuss the big weekend coming up for some prospects that are set to announce their college choices as part of the All-American Bowl Declaration Day special. Greg, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Blair. How are you doing?
Doing well. I'm ready for 2021. You know, 2020 has knocked us down a little bit. It's obviously been a rough year for everyone, but I'm excited. I'm ready to get going on the new year and turn the page. And what better way to do that than to look ahead to what's, you know, some top of the line recruits, some elite high profile prospects are set to announce their choices. Usually this is a scramble week for us in the business, in the recruiting reporters and analysts and trying to get scoop leading up to these big announcements that are on live TV. Let's start with Corey Foreman. His process has been a tornado, it seems like, right? One time he was committed to Clemson. It seems like he's been leaning to a different suitor, whether that was Georgia or LSU or ASU or USC. And he apparently did sign during the early signing period and is now set to announce his choice Saturday, January 2nd, as part of that special.
Yeah, I'm a pretty conservative crystal baller. I don't like to do it unless I really know where a guy's going, not just where he's leaning, but I like to wait till I think he's done. But with Corey, I think I changed it like maybe four times. Originally had it with USC back when he was just a sophomore. That was the dream school. That's where his family wanted him. And then obviously I was wrong on that one because he chose Clemson. Then he decommitted and I was kind of feeling Georgia. Then I was feeling LSU. And my most recent crystal ball is now back where it all started. We're coming full circle, Blair. I have him with USC. I believe a number of factors kind of have the Trojans leaning right there. Number one, I think location is big. I mentioned the family. I think he kind of like watching them get off that 5-0 start. And I've always said, man, USC kids in Southern California, they just give them an excuse because they want to go there. And I think that 5-0 start allowed him to see that, hey, the program's going in the right direction. I can fit in there. He likes the scheme. His buddy Drake Jackson on one side, him on the other side. He likes the coaching staff. They did a really good job. So Clemson made a great push, as did the other schools. But as of today, I think USC wins out.
Now, I feel like he has a tattoo, right? Didn't he get a tiger tattoo on one of his forearms? What's he going to do with that tattoo?
You know what? I think you can still be a tiger without being a tiger, right? I mean, that could just be his personality on the field. He's a tiger. He, you know, there's grizzly bears and lions and tigers. Oh, my. I think for Corey, the way he plays, he kind of has a little animal instinct.
Yeah, I like that. He's not necessarily the king of the jungle, but Corey Foreman is a five-star wherever you put him, depending on the setting. I mean, when you look at his fit at USC, if that's where he ends up committing on Saturday during the All-American Bowl Declaration Day special, what kind of impact do you see him making? Because his former teammate Drake Jackson, also from Corona Centennial, was able to go in there as a freshman and really kind of bring some juice, bring some energy to that defense. And it seems like USC right now, especially after losing some high profile prospects in recent classes, they need a spark. They need that player that's going to take them to the next level and kind of bring them back to what they were before, especially in the trenches.
I think Corey can have the same impact Drake did. You know, Drake was a freshman All-American. Obviously, Drake benefited from a senior year, which Corey will not get. I don't know if we're going to have one. And even if we do out here, Corey's already kind of opted out. He's going to play some club football. But I do think he's got that same type of mentality that Drake does. He plays with that same kind of motor, high energy, probably a little better athlete than Drake. Drake's kind of made a transition this past season at USC from kind of more of a defensive end to outside linebacker. I personally would love to see Drake as a full-time defensive end, but in that scheme, he's kind of playing linebacker. And I think Corey, that's how they see him as well. You know, kind of a hybrid defensive end, outside linebacker, but just a natural pass rusher, really, really good athlete. You know, we both saw him multiple times at Winter Circle training, and man, he's in great shape. He really is. He played as a junior around 275, almost pushing 280. I made the joke. I think I go, Corey, you're trying to go for a, you know, become a three tech in the next level. And he didn't like that one too much. Lost about 20 pounds, Blair.
You motivated him, GB.
Hey, it's not the first time. Won't be the last time one of my little snide comments has motivated someone, but I think he lost about 20 pounds. And he told me, he goes, yeah, he didn't want to move inside. He doesn't want to go inside and play in those trenches with, you know, those big ugly guys. He wants to come out that edge and turn that corner and dip and bend and do all that fun stuff. So he's in great shape. And like I said, man, he's a highly competitive kid. He wants to be good. He works extremely hard. So he'll bring a lot of you know, swagger, a lot of energy, a lot of emotion. He kind of just fits in really well with I think what USC is doing.
And I feel like we're going to have to wait. That show kicks off at 3 p.m. Eastern on Saturday on NBC, the All-American Bowl Declaration Day special. And I have a feeling he'll be the last one up. And obviously, you know, saving the best for last, he is the number one prospect in the 24/7 Sports composite. Not the only five-star player that's going to be announcing. Tristan Lee, the offensive lineman, who it appears to be down to a few schools, Oklahoma, LSU, Ohio State's been in the mix for a while. He's a player that reminds me, I don't know if you remember Jedrick Wills, GB. Not necessarily as big or as wide as he was, but when you think of 6'5", you know, close to 280, 285, and a guy that's just so strong and nimble for his size, I think whoever lands him is getting an immediate impact offensive lineman.
I would say even more than nimble, man, he can move. He's very light, very fluid. He's got tackle feet and great frame. He's exactly how you want to draw. He's how we draw it up, right? He's 6'5", 270. And I think in this day and age and what we're seeing, you know, going back to old, you know, our buddy Charles Power, kind of looking at that NFL draft and what translates, you don't want guys that are 330 in high school anymore. If you ever did, you want guys that are 270 that you can build up to 300 pounds and keep that fluid athleticism. You know, I think at one point, I don't know about yourself, but I was hearing a lot of buzz for LSU, but I think right now Oklahoma, the Sooners, they have a lot of buzz and they appear to be the team to beat. And again, it's a really good fit. You know, again, Oklahoma, they play, I wouldn't call it a pass happy offense, but they'd like to throw the ball around a lot. So therefore you need, in your words, a nimble offensive lineman, nimble offensive tackles that can move around and pass protect. I think that's what Tristan specializes in. So Oklahoma, LSU appear to be the top two. I think right now the Sooners, Boomer, has all the buzz.
Yeah, LSU had drawn back-to-back visits during the season for those self-guided visits, so those recruit-led events. Oklahoma also, I think, drew a trip from Tristan Lee. I think he was out there for the Sooner Summit, which was a big event that they put together. Caleb Williams, the five-star quarterback that's headed to Oklahoma. You know, so I think you mentioned that there. I think he's a perfect fit for what they like to do offensively, and he's that versatile offensive lineman that can not only move and get you out in space, but also, you know, run block and do some of the stuff that they like to do from a spread standpoint. I think he's a perfect fit. And another five-star prospect that's supposed to announce his decision Saturday is Terrence Lewis. He's a linebacker from Miami Central down in Florida. It seemed like, you know, the crystal ball was trending towards Tennessee, and now Maryland appears to have gotten the most recent buzz for Terrence Lewis.
Yeah, I mean, he actually, you know, was a Tennessee commit, and then I think for a while it looked like Auburn, the Tigers, not to be confused with the Clemson Tiger tattoo that Corey has, but the Auburn Tigers appeared to be kind of doing in a you know, appeared to be in a good spot. Right now, it looks like Maryland definitely is the kind of the trending school. I know Andrew Ivins put a crystal ball in for them today. Today that was his fifth time changing the crystal ball on Terrence. He's been kind of all over the place, but man, he can absolutely go. You know, the top inside linebacker in the country. Love the way the kid play. Cat plays angry, Blair. He plays as we would describe him, maybe on the islands of Hawaii, with his hair on fire. The guy
I like
plays
that.
A ton of edge.
I like
a ton
that.
Of anger. A lot of anger in Terrence Lewis, Blair. He's looking to not just take your heads off. He wants to go find your family and do the same thing to them. Now, that's how he plays. Like
that. I mean, if we're think about it this way, if not only if you're playing angry, but if you're playing nimble, then that's an unbeatable combination right there.
That is very, very, very tough to beat. So Maryland, you know, Andrew also, you know, said, watch out for Miami. They're still kind of in the mix, and, you know, as is Tennessee. But he would be a huge pickup for Coach Loxley if they're able to pull Terrence Lewis in. Again, maybe, arguably, the nation's number one inside linebacker prospect.
I know there's a cap on the number of times you can change your crystal ball pick, but I feel like we need to make an exception with every recruit when it comes to Andrew Ivins, because he's dealing with players in the state of Florida. And when you're thinking about drama and twists and turns in recruiting, I think that's the perfect example. Five different crystal ball choices for Terrence Lewis. So we're going to be right back here on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast with more from Greg Biggins.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sanfel, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
We are back on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. I am Blair Angulo, joined by Greg Biggins. You can follow him on Twitter at Greg Biggins. He's the National Recruiting Analyst for 24/7 Sports, and he's ringing in the new year with some nimbleness. Greg Biggins, what are your plans? What, you're usually down in Florida for the Under Armour All-America game. We love to receive your text on New Year's Eve and kind of what you're doing out there in Disney World. What are the plans now?
You know what? I don't have any as of now. I'm going to miss hanging out with my guy, Alan True. We always have a good time. You know, the little Disney complex out there is a lot of fun, and we definitely try our best to have as much fun as we possibly can. Good, clean fun. Honestly, Blair, I think I'm just going to chill at home, maybe have some family over, maybe do some board games. I don't know. It's been a while. I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now. I'm kind of at a loss.
Yeah, it's a different year, but we're excited, like we said, for 2021 to get here and for us to kind of turn the page and get a look at where some of these players are committing. Another one that is set to reveal his choice is Sierra Wright. He's a four-star defensive back from Los Angeles. I think he's going to be known soon for being in Space Jam 2, but before that, he's going to make some national headlines. Where do we think he's going to end up?
You know, I'm glad you threw out the Space Jam 2 theme with Sierra Blair, because honestly, I think Sierra, like I have my crystal ball with USC, but something about Sierra, man, like he is an actor. And so I think every time you talk to him, you always kind of get that sense that he's using those acting skills with you. He's very, very stealth. He doesn't want to give away too much. And even talking to all the colleges that are involved with him, everyone's hopeful, but no one really knows. They all kind of feel the same way with Sierra. Like, we think we got a chance, but we don't really know. He's playing his cards very close to the vest, Blair. He's got a little Denzel Washington in him. Man, he's very savvy. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. And I think it almost seems like USC is too easy. That's the too easy choice. Again, that's where my pick is right now. But would I be shocked if he chose Oregon, if he chose Notre Dame, Michigan? I would not be blown away. I just think he's really good. And this has always been his dream. People are wondering, hey, why did he, you know, wait this long? You know, he's a really good friend. Darnay Holmes is a cousin. He's also very close with Bookie Radley. Both those two guys waited till the Army All-American Bowl. Now it's just called the All-American Bowl. But he always wanted to wait, and he didn't sign early. Like a lot of these guys, he's not an early grad. So he said he didn't feel the need. And he said he didn't want it to leak out. So I'm leaning toward USC, Blair, but I'm very, very curious to see what he's going to do, and nothing would surprise me.
He's supposed to play the son of LeBron James, right?
I saw him tweeting out, hey, right, hands up, like, give me that role. And I think he could play it, man. He would do a great job. Not that I'm, you know, a director or have any type of evaluation skills when it comes to acting. I did mention Denzel as my guy, but I think that's his dream job. And like I said, man, He is an intriguing human being. I like the kid a lot, like his family, and I'm fascinated to follow him, not just his football career, but his beyond football career.
Well, LeBron James knows a thing or two about televised announcements, right, and destinations and taking his talents to different places. Right?
If Tierre does the whole, I'm taking my talents too, we'll know that maybe he's been watching LeBron a little bit as
A little influence from LBJ. Another prospect that's supposed to announce his decision Saturday, January 2nd, as part of the All-American Bowl Declaration Day special on NBC, which kicks off at 3 p.m. Eastern, is Wyndon Ho'ohuli. He's a four-star linebacker from the state of Hawaii. And, you know, before we started recording, Greg, we were talking about how the state of Hawaii and the prospects there, I think, were probably affected the most during this pandemic, during this recruiting lockdown, not only because they weren't able to take trips. Obviously, the mainland is so far away and you have to get on a flight to be able to check out some schools. But for the most part, college coaches and recruiters and evaluators, when they get their first look at some of these players, it's when they go out there during the spring evaluation period, right? And they're able to drive around the island and check out practices on the North Shore or in Honolulu or on the West Side. And there's just so much that goes into a recruiting trip out there. And that was eliminated. So Wyndon Ho'ohuli is making his decision essentially without really being able to see these schools or even meet with coaches face-to-face. Right now, Nebraska looks like the team to beat for Ho'ohuli.
Yeah, and like you said, it's not just about, you know, schools not being able to go out to Hawaii. It's about these kids and, you know, players from Hawaii, like they will travel. They'll get, you know, they'll put up those frequent flyer miles and they will take a ton of visits. I don't know how they do it, but they're very active. And they haven't been able to do that either. So, you know what? I it kind of worries me a little bit. I'm kind of concerned about the boys from Hawaii, little special place in my heart for the boys from Hawaii. I hope we don't see a bunch of, you know, commitments. And then you see a bunch of guys going to the portal just because they haven't been able to go anywhere and really connect with those coaches. So you mentioned Nebraska would be a great fit. He's really good. Remember, you know, we saw him last year when we were out there for the Polynesian Bowl, a little workout. Long, lean. I know we listed him at 6'3". He almost looks longer than that. But, man, he's active, physical. I'd probably play multiple linebacker positions inside, outside. And again, all those boys from Hawaii, man, they always play with a nonstop motor and a lot of anger. Mentioned, you know, Terrence Lewis. But the kids from Hawaii always have, you know, that little bit of an edge to them, which I love. So if he does choose Nebraska, you know, I think in the latest crystal ball, you know, Washington, K-State are also some schools being mentioned, but Nebraska looks like the likely fit. And if he does choose Nebraska, what a pickup for the Cornhuskers. He's a guy who can probably come in and play right away, I think.
We saw what Nick Herbig was able to do as a true freshman in the Big Ten playing for Wisconsin this past season. I feel like Ho'ohuli has that much upside as well to be able to go in there and make an impact right away. Doesn't have a lot of hair, but the hair he does have, it's scorching, Greg. He plays with his hair on fire. He plays mean. He plays angry. And I'm going to talk him into probably getting a tiger tattoo as well. The last guy, Greg, before we let you go, that we'll discuss is Elijah Judy. He's also about to announce his decision on January 2nd. You know, it seems like Texas A&M has now regained a lead in the 24/7 Sports crystal ball.
Yeah. So initial commitment to Georgia, A&M was the runner-up, most of the two at the time. And it seemed like the day that he decommitted, man, a ton of crystal balls flowed in for the Aggies, which kind of leads me to believe, man, though, A&M, they never backed off, which you can't. This day and age, man, you got to be careful. Don't burn bridges. You know, if you're a coach, be careful what you say to that kid, because these commitments, man, more than ever, they're not always rock solid. To use a Jerry Maguire term, they're not as strong as oak. So be careful what you say. Be respectful, because this could come full circle. And A&M, again, they were the runner-up. And now they're in a prime position to land one of the most gifted defensive ends in the entire country. So runner-up, possibly landing him when it matters most, which is on signing day in February. Huge pickup. If it does happen for the Aggies, Elijah Judy, very talented kid, strong side defensive end, natural pass rusher. And I like the way he plays. And again, just a good fit. SEC, A&M has always done a really good job at defensive ends. So kind of a natural fit on both sides.
Don't forget the NBC All-American Bowl Declaration Day special kicks off at 3 o'clock Eastern on January 2nd. That is this Saturday. Greg, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your new year. Enjoy the puzzles. Enjoy the stay-at-home orders that we have here in the state of California. And you know, if you do get into something fun, make sure to text me some photos like you usually do.
Done. You might, I can't confirm or deny you. You might see a few photos, Blair.
I like it.
We'll see
how it goes. I like it. All right. That's Greg Biggins. You can follow him on Twitter at Greg Biggins. He is a national recruiting analyst for 24/7 Sports. Thank you so much for tuning into this edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. Enjoy the new year, everyone.
Series on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.